Am I hot enough for you? He rubbed his thumb over the corner of her mouth. Because I'm interested. Very, very interested. No words would form. Up close, he mesmerized her. She dragged in a steadying breath, and the tempting scent of the man filled her lungs. The world tilted, but the hand holding her chin kept her righted, anchored to this stranger. He brushed his lips over hers back and forth, coaxing her to accept him. The gentleness of his touch wiped away any thoughts she might have had of resisting him. She parted her lips on a sigh. As if sure of his welcome, he twined his tongue with hers, guiding her, urging her to open farther. She bent her head and matched his rolling movements, drawing him deeper. She swayed, but he didn't steady her. He released her chin and kissed her harder. A low groan spilled from him to her. He slanted his head, changing the angle of the kiss, and his sweeping exploration quickened. Her pulse kicked up and she matched the increased passion. It was impossible not to. A slow burn spread through her the longer they kissed. He fed the fire he'd ignited with each rolling thrust of his tongue. He made her hot. Hungry. Crazed. She fisted his shirt. Pulled him closer. She didn't want to let him go. Ever. Hands on her hips yanked her away. No. She didn't want the sensations consuming her to end or lose the man who'd awakened her. He was hers. Her back collided with a wall of muscle before she could take the thought further. She inhaled sharply. Josh's scent, a mix of cocoa butter soap and his favorite shampoo, filled her lungs. He spun her. His thinned lips and narrowed glare betrayed his mood. She couldn't blame him for being angry. He hadn't exactly made a secret of his desire to rekindle their romance, and she'd dismissed him every time, claiming she didn't have time for men. And here she was, kissing a stranger. Josh, unsure of what to say, she bit her lip. After a moment, he exhaled slowly, and the same warm expression he often wore around her returned. He skimmed his finger down her cheek. What do you want to talk about? Megan. Seems she's the topic of the day. Josh grunted. What about her? Jazz glanced from Josh to the stranger, and finally to Cindy, who stood off to the side watching the exchange with interest. Not here. I need to talk to you in private. Not tonight, Jasmine. I'm in no mood. Josh set her away from him. I'll call you tomorrow. Okay? She couldn't let him leave without some words of advice. According to Tony, Megan hadn't shifted yet. Her boys often did, especially while they slept. She didn't have a clue if either was normal behavior. It wasn't as if her babies came with an owner's manual. Wait. What was she supposed to say? Her mind went blank. Megan is special. She. Jazz groaned. She was acting like a fool. Look, I really need to talk to you in private. Give me 5 minutes. Josh frowned. Why? She peeked over her shoulder at the stranger who watched her intently. Another shiver skipped across her skin. Because? She shrugged. Just trust me. Sure. Let's go back to. Josh's cell rang, stopping his words. He pulled his phone out and answered. Hello? After a long moment, he sighed. Tell Megan I'm okay, and I'm coming home now. He ended the call and shoved his phone in his rear pocket. She touched his arm. Is Megan okay?